Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. Test 300. Before the podcast starts, we want you guys to know, on Spotify mobile app, you can participate in our polls and in our Q&As. We will have this for every episode, and it'll be different for every question. Every poll will be different. We just want to get you guys interactive in it. And that's it. All right? Interact with the polls and the Q&A. All right. Here's the episode.
You are now listening to the 1v1 podcast.
We are recording. We are officially recording right now. So we got to say something right now. We got to say something to captivate the audience, bro. We got to say something to the people. you know, back when I was in the third grade, during PE, I done boo-booed on myself one time in the third grade. And it was crazy. Boy, ooh, them nachos went right through you, boy. You know what I'm saying?
You motherfucker. You stupid.
You gotta find something to captivate the audience, bro.
You took my fucking ADHD story and turned it into a fucking comedy.
Actually, hold on. You talking about a TikTok? You talking about a TikTok?
Yeah, bitch.
Hold on. That shit was out of nowhere. That shit was funny. That shit was funny because it came out of fucking nowhere.
I'm not gonna lie, it was funny. I watched it while I was working. And then I was trying to listen to it, and then I saw all the edits. I was like, this fucking bitch.
This shit's still funny to me as fuck, because it's like, I don't give a hoot if you're special ed. It's like, what? It came out of nowhere. Yeah, man. I mean, that shit was fun, and it did numbers too. You're like the first video of just you on that page that did numbers, bro. So hey, congratulations!
Appreciate that. You know, if you guys want to donate, you can. Times are hard out here.
Oh man, so you know that GTA 6. Well, let's start from the beginning. You know that shit got leaked, and the whole thing happened with Rockstar and. Rockstar was trying to be like, oh, you know what? You know, if you don't want to leak it, we gonna double down on it. We gonna release it before the date was even announced that it was before. We're just gonna release it. I can't lie, bro. They're gonna win. Rockstar's gonna win. They're gonna fucking win. And I fucking hate it. I love it, but I fucking hate it. Because Jesus Christ, man, this game has so much potential. Like, just looking at it. I'm looking at this trailer right now. And just, holy bro, shit.
It looks nice.
It looks amazing.
It looks so crisp.
Now I'm gonna share my screen. Now, obviously, I ain't got the fucking audio to work. I ain't been fucking with it that much, but fuck it. the opening scene here is just nice. Obviously, you know, she's in prison. She did something, you know, robbing a liquor store. But this opening shot, it says a lot without saying anything. There's dolphins, there's some maybe kind of whale, maybe some kind of snorkeling going on. Yeah. And you see just this beautiful water. This is like the best water.
It looks alive, yeah, everything's happening.
Yeah, and like, it's just the amount of detail here, but yeah, it's just not saying it. It's not saying it. But it's showing it. That's what I love about the art of like media, movies, video games, TV shows. Don't say it, show it. And I love this shit here. Just a great opening shot right here. Jesus.
Oh yeah.
ATVs, bunch of NPCs, a helicopter, the sky looks so good. Oh, God, bro. They did it again. They got my money. And you know what? I'm not even that mad. I'm still mad, but I'm not even that mad. Especially when I see a shot like this, bro.
It look realistic.
It
looks insane.
No, I can, because obviously I've been playing GTA 5 for 10 years, right? So
yeah,
I can still see that GTA 5-ness underneath all this polish and goodness, but it still looks really good. It still looks really good. Because the body types are just all over the place. There's muscles, there's the skinny types, there's the thick gums, there's the just all different. There's all different types of shapes and sizes and colors, bro, everywhere. Holy shit. And then, you know, I'm just gonna let it play out a little bit longer, then we're gonna get to the part I want to get to. just Miami. It's really Miami type. They say this is the Heat Arena. I ain't never been to Miami, but a lot of people say they're there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they say it's the Heat Arena, apparently. Like, oh, wait, whoa, I didn't even notice that. What kind of car is that? This person's like recording her, like on the outside shit. What kind of car is that? That shit looks nice. Anyway, more cars here, more customized cars. That box top shit, he looking good now. What's the 0.6 is on the motherfucker? God damn. You know what I'm saying? You get this shit club right here, you know what I'm saying? Throwing booty around all over the place, all around the town, making rain Mondays. That's probably the best days in that bitch. Oh my God. And of course over here, you know, I love that Rockstar. Rockstar, when they dip into a different culture or a different environment that's not just New York or LA, they really do their homework. Cause this is culturally Florida. Florida's not just only, you know, crazy, you know, redneck hillbillies and messed out motherfuckers over there. It's a lot of different cultures over there, and I'm so impressed at how they captured all of it. And they managed to fit it in one trailer. So seeing this kind of hairstyle right here, honestly, is actually a little impressive, because it's like you don't see games like this. Not even NBA 2K.
Even on the detail, man, like the smallest detail on that hair, because, I mean, seeing it up close and personal from people who have their hair styled like that.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to like get the detail right on that specific type of hairstyle, it's just clean.
It's clean in a bitch, bro. Jesus. And they got the gold teeth. I wonder like what they're gonna do with like the gold teeth in there. Can we get gold teeth? Can we get grills? The chains on
sure.
here?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, you were able to rock chains, but I mean not that amount of chains on a character, but
could you in GTA 5?
In 5 you can buy chains. I think it's one. I think the jewelry store that I usually would go to is the one that's up in like the Hollywood section of Los Santos.
Like Beverly Hills and shit.
Yeah. Up there, there's like the mall. It's like the little like outlet mall. Sometimes when you walk in, they're getting robbed.
Okay. Yeah.
There. Okay. But I mean, it would let you only equip one though. So I mean, if they let you equip more chains like in this shot right here, I can see it. Even with the grills, I can see it. I can see them opening up some new shops.
Damn, I'm waiting for the hair type. Like, I'm thinking so further ahead with the GTA Online type shit, but yet, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
This shot is amazing. Roy looks like Miami. Yep. Jesus. The strip.
Hold on, go back.
Oh, the strip.
Yeah. I just want to say, dude, this right here looks so fucking vibrant. Like, it looks so vibrant with the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that the street looks alive, like it's not just two or three NPCs, like you got a lot going on here. You got people getting out of their cars. You got people like, I don't know if these people in the middle are like trying to sell stuff.
They're in the middle of the street. Right. Like they're actually doing shit. Like it's not just.
Yeah. And then of course you have the girls on the far right, probably heading to the club. You got a dude on the street, probably begging for money. So I'm hoping though that it stays like this. Right, like I'm hoping it stays this way and they don't have to trim down. Kind of like pull a Ubisoft on us.
Nah, see, hold on. See, that's okay. here we go. So I've seen people having this take. I've seen people have this take of like, you know, oh, it's not gonna look this good and all sort of stuff. And it's like, look, bro. Oh, and people was also saying like, oh, this is just a cinematic. No, it's not. It's in game. This is what the game will look like. Obviously, due to these $500 boxes, it's not gonna look this way. It's not gonna maybe have this many NPCs or, you know, this much activity on the screen. And if they do, you know, there's gotta be some kind of sacrifices. Frame rate is gonna have to be cut. And a lot of people was debating about this. They was like, no, it has to be 60. It has to be, it's Rockstar. They're widgets and optimization. I'm just saying, remember when GTA 5 released back on the 360? Remember how I'm just saying this is looking like, but hold on, but this is what I'm saying. This is going to be their version of the GTA 5 on 360. I think the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, honestly, is going to be their own version of like the previous gen. And then once the new gen comes out, you start seeing more of that, you know, detail and more NPCs, a little bit more.
Well, I don't know. They didn't do that to to Red Dead Redemption 2.
Well, Red Dead
Redemption 2 had a bunch of NPCs, like even though it's in the Western times,
but it was capped at 30. That's what I'm talking about. That's the sacrifice.
I don't care about
Well, did you say last like podcast that you need 60 or something?
I mean, I do. No, well, I mean, I want them to be able to mix them both together. Not like forcefully put 60 and ignore the quality of the game. It's just like I told you with the first Spider-Man. They put both the 60 and the quality together. They give you both as a setting without having to kind of like mix between which one you want.
See, you can't compare this to Spider-Man. I've seen people do that too. You know, oh, Spider-Man can do it. You know, they got sent. It's like, y'all don't understand. This is literally something bigger and better. These are NPCs that literally seem like they have their own lives. I play Spider-Man. Now, I ain't play Spider-Man 2, but I can imagine the NPCs ain't that damn different. Come on now. It's leagues. We in a different league, baby. This is a different type of league here. You're talking about amateurs. No disrespect to Insomniac. They make good games. But you're talking about amateurs. It's a rock star.
It's all disrespect, Insomniac. It's all disrespect.
Compared to Rockstar, a lot of the companies ain't shit compared to Rockstar. I'm just saying. Just laying out here. But yeah, it's just, this is something that's very hard to pull off with these consoles. And honestly, I can see this being recorded from the PC, you know, not from consoles. And that's another thing. I'll go off my rant. Rockstar, what the fuck? Come here. Let's have a talk. Let's have a dialogue for a second. The fuck going on, bro? Y'all saying it's releasing for Xbox? You know what I'm saying? And PlayStation. Where's the word for PC, man? Where's it at? Like, I'm trying to figure that out.
I'm thinking that tweet I told you about our last podcast is looking kind of real.
Hold on, though. I'm just saying, like, for real? Really?
But here's the question. But
hold on. Because I'm just saying, like, it's like, really, though, Rockstar? Like, all the things that we have done to help your game out, GTA 5. All the promotion that we helped bring to GTA 5 with GTA RP, literally, it's like its second boom. That mod literally helped GTA even further. That was the second big bang for that game. So I'm just sitting here like, we went a whole year with every big streamer on the face of this earth have literally promoted this mod, played this mod. They had a damn near whole second life in this game, right? This is the game that you have to buy in order to actually mod it. That's more money going into Take-Two / Rockstar's pocket. I'm just wondering, why the hell are we getting treated like second class citizens still? Why, Rockstar, why? We have done a lot for you. You've even come to the modest defense at one point, even though at first, they was going after them, but they came to a conclusion. And it's still like we're getting treated like second class citizens. I don't get it. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Let me ask you this though.
Yeah.
If this screen or this capture right here is PC, right? For you, why wouldn't they release it for PC?
That's the thing.
If this shot's right here, like if this is truly them showing this off, running off of a PC. Why wouldn't they announce it?
Because they want to double dip. And it's the same thing they did with Red Dead Redemption 2. Same thing they did with GTA 5. They want to fucking double dip. They want to sell it on console to where, obviously, it's the biggest game of like the decade. So you have to get a console, either PS5 or an Xbox, right? Get the console, then a year and a half later, like always, they release it on the PC. And let's be real. They're gonna get an Epic Games fucking deal, and it's gonna be on Epic Games, and then it's gonna finally eventually get to Steam. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this then: do you think, from a developer's perspective, you don't think because of how massive this game is going to be, and how much detail they really put into this game, working on it for fucking 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
you don't think that the only reason why they're running it on console first is so that way when it comes out polished and clean for PC, they're not being hit with like bugs or, you know, like trying to avoid what other companies have gone through lately with the whole PC situation where, you know, they drop a fresh game, right, and all of a sudden their mixed reviews on PC, right, because of bugs, because of crashes, because of, you know, games freezing and stuff like that. Like, no. You don't think that's what they're trying to avoid?
No, I don't. Because let's be real, a lot of these motherfucking developers capture the games off of PC. They make it on PC. It's a lot easier to release it on PC. It's made on PC. It's harder to make it on console because there's limitations on console. You have to scale down on console. You can't just go full on out. It's not going to run properly, obviously. It's a $500 console box. So it's just... Like, we all know what they were doing, but just we hoped as a PC community, just hoped. We pray to God that this is going to be day one on PC, that we get some recognition. Look, we're not all out here just stealing games. Like, I'm gonna be real. I pirated some games. Yeah, like a little here and there. You know what I'm saying? But it's not all of us. We all obviously pay for our games. There's a reason why games like Baldur's Gate 3 and fucking Starfield was the top three games of this year on Steam because people buy it. Like, I get it, but I'm tired of why we getting treated like second class citizens. Why us? I get that consoles are maybe more casual related. You know, you don't have to assemble it. You don't have to put it together. The casuals can easily just unbox it and play it, right? But it's still like, come on. Like, it's tiresome. We've helped you make more money. Let us be in the first party group. That's all I'm saying. And the reason why I brought up the Series S earlier is because I hate it now because I'm going to have to buy one. Because I'm not buying a fucking $400, $500 console now. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not buying a PlayStation or an Xbox Series X.
Yes, but the S isn't even bad, though.
The S ain't bad, but I just hate that I have to just buy it, and that's the one I'm taking my problems on. If I can't take my problems on Rockstar / Take-Two, I'm going to take it on the Series S. Just going to get this abuse and this verbal abuse.
How much is the S?
The S is like, I think you can get for like $150 around these times.
Oh, okay.
So, it's not... I mean,
you never know.
Yeah.
Right? This is all speculation.
Right, yeah.
This is all speculation. All they did was just drop the trailer, right? They dropped the trailer. They got everybody, you know, hyped up for the trailer. They wanted to hit us with a boom. So they did that. So I think, you know, throughout the couple of months coming up, right, we're going to get details, obviously. Right? We're not going to miss out on details. We're not going to miss out on anything. I'm pretty sure the next time they talk about the game, they're probably going to be like, oh, and, you know, just so the fans know, GTA 6 is going to be releasing on Xbox, PlayStation, PC, Nintendo Switch.
See, here you go. For a split second, I was like, you know what? He's probably right.
But then it's
you
said, true, though. No,
and then
but
you said Nintendo. Come on.
I mean, jokes aside with the Switch, right? But no, yeah. I'm being serious, though. I can see them doing that, though. Right?
Mm.
Bro, the Switch was to get this game.
Bro, that thing would...
Go back to Vice City on PlayStation.
That shit will melt. That shit will melt that system. Holy. Shit.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll keep that fan favorite Easter egg where you walk into that hotel room like in Scarface to pick up a chainsaw?
Probably.
I would love to see that.
They will have because you know they have a lot of references to obviously a lot of real life Florida stuff in here in this trailer in this game, but you know they probably have a lot of callbacks to Vice City, the original Vice City, you know, so you might see some like the main character Tommy Vercetti somewhere in here, not in here, but like a painting maybe. I don't know. It's gonna be something like that though. But
you know, the favorite thing I used to love getting on Vice City was like flipping the channels that Michael Jackson was on. It was as soon as you boot up the game, his fucking song Billie Jean was on it.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I'm having a good time with this game. I'm having a good time with this shit.
Oh yeah, I'm already expecting a lot of screenshots on Twitter.
Look at this shit. Look at them keys, boy. Look at that water. So yeah, clear.
That looks fucking clean.
This is the part. Look at this. Look, it's the most replayed part. It's the hair. The hair physics in here, bro. Somehow, through the magic of voodoo or them selling their souls or something, they managed to have hair textures and hair physics in here that look damn near real.
Yep.
Look at that shit. That is amazing.
That's dope.
This shit is this is ridiculous. Oh, and he got the booty on a car. Thank you, Rockstar. Right. you know, I would like to thank get my mic down a little bit. All the hard working developers out there. I know y'all was mad that y'all shit got leaked. But it's okay though. It's okay though. It's okay. I see where the dedication and hard work went. I see where all them 10 years done went. I'm not even mad. I'm not even mad, you know what I'm saying? That shit, like the hair, again, with the hair physics and shit, that shit look crazy. That shit look wild, though. Oh my God. And of course, the alligator walking into the VN store. Streaker, all Florida shit. Game of Decade. They're gonna make $1 trillion with this fucking game. Jesus. Let's how many views this shit racked up? 130 million in 4 days? Yeah, blowing the other one out of proportion, bro. GTA 5 was like the biggest one at the time. This is just clears it in a day. That cleared it in a day. That is insane. And it's this last frame right here is fucking, oh my God. I'm hanging this up on my wall. I'm gonna get it printed. I'm hanging this up on my wall. That shit fire. So what do you think about this whole dynamic of these two characters, man? You think it's gonna be like, you know, oh, Bonnie and Clyde, or you think maybe she's gonna switch up on him or something like that? One of them's like the police.
No, I think I could see that, the whole police one.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I kind of have a feeling that it's gonna be more. Damn, bitch, how many fucking YouTube windows you got open, Tess?
I got a whole lot. That's why I got 64 gigs of RAM in this bitch. I keep them all alive. My brother asked the same thing. He's like, damn, bro, how many fucking tabs you gotta have open? Because I keep them all open so that way I can remember, wait, which one was that video I had it on? Or which one I seen that video? And I click and I'll be like, yeah, it's that one. That's what I have. I have an over like active brains where I have to be like, oh, I'm gonna save that one for later.
That shit have caught me off guard, bro. I'm over here looking at these two and then I look up and I see nothing but red play buttons. I'm like,
yeah, boy.
Okay. I could see it still kind of leaning towards the Bonnie and Clyde way, to be honest with you, because I mean, obviously, in the trailer, it shows them both obviously in bed. She's on top of him, and she's like, "Time, you know." What'd she say, like, "We in this together," or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I can still see it being like a Bonnie and Clyde situation. My question is though: are both characters gonna have different story missions that intertwine with each other? Like, for example, let's say the dude is working with some other person in the game, she's doing something else, him working with that dude, is that mission gonna like intertwine, not like change the way the game works or the way the story, kind of like one of those decision making type games, right?
Mm-hmm.
But more of like, is she gonna run into the same dude he's working with and stuff like that?
You know, well, first of all, I hope it's like a Bonnie and Clyde kind of thing also, because I feel like the whole, you know, oh, she's working with the police, or he's working with the police, or you know, she was in it because she was a undercover cop, whatever, the whole time. And shit got played out. I ain't gonna lie. When we was playing Sleeping Dogs, I feel like that game really kind of was its own version of it, basically. Like, was a really hit with that for beat. You know, do I risk of my whole career of a police officer, or do I you know, save the man that I love, and da-da-da-da-da. You know, we've seen that shit. I would love to see a Bonnie and Clyde, them both going out, guns blazing, yeah. You know,
yeah.
driving towards the hill, off a cliff. That shit's, what was that movie? It was like with them two chicks that was like together and they drove off a cliff or some shit like that. I can't remember.
What the fuck?
It was the end of a movie. It was like a Bonnie and Clyde kind of thing. They was running from the cops or whatever. But yeah, I'm hoping something like that, maybe. With a little bit of twist in there as well. But yeah, I want to see like where it is at all intertwined.
Are they both playable?
That's the thing, we don't know. Rockstar's very hush hush on that.
I was gonna say, if they're playable, who's gonna have more missions? People kind of like what they did, kind of like what they did with Five, with Michael, Trevor, and who's the other guy? I forgot his name.
Franklin.
You know how eventually all three of them's mission kind of like intertwined towards the end?
Yeah.
You had to choose whether you killed Trevor or not. Something like that.
I hope it's not. You know, we seen that. We kind of seen that. This is why I'm saying that I hope it's something that's not predictable. Because with this one, obviously I want to see, you know, where do they, you know, intertwine that. How does their story intertwine with each other? Like, how do we get here? So yeah. I hope it's more... Because I was thinking, like, is it like a GTA 5 where you can switch? I'm like, oh, that's a little bit, you know, too predictable. But then I'm thinking, maybe you can play as one of the characters in the beginning. One of each, you know, one of the characters in the beginning, you choose which one, and you stick with them all the way through. And then you can play the other side of the story, like maybe her upbringing or maybe his upbringing and stuff like that. And you get two of maybe different sides, maybe? Because it says trailer one. Maybe later on they're going to do his trailer. Maybe.
True.
Because at first, I ain't going to lie. I think I said this before. There was a rumor going on that the story was going to be something like a Cuban refugee almost. You know, kind of like the beginning of Scarface. You know, something like that. So I was hearing stuff like that going around, and that could be possibly it. And I kind of hope they still do. That would be a little more interesting. Again, I just want to know more of these characters.
Yeah.
It's all interesting. It's all in the air. I don't know.
Okay. We don't know the names of these characters yet, do we?
Her name is, what's it, Lucia? And his is apparently Jason from the leaks. That's what his name came out to be. I think they're both Cuban, I think. I think they're both Cuban.
Okay.
I know he has to be. He kind of look Cuban.
He do, a little bit. He's just burnt.
Yeah. So, Miami, it's Miami. So, whoa. There we go. I'm about to run the end of the call. My dumb ass. Anyway.
Topic. I want to touch on it because I just ran into it on Twitter.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Florida Joker is demanding $2 million from Rockstar for his likeness in the game.
Okay.
I mean, when people were saying, hey, man, they're taking a lot of memes from what's, you know, people find on TikTok, right? Like the dude pulling the gator out of the pool, mm-hmm. right? Really happened, right? The old lady standing with the two hammers really happened. This dude, now that I'm seeing his actual face and him talking and then him having like the video in the background on YouTube, the likeness is fucking there. It's there. Do you think, though, because again, do you think Rockstar should pay this man?
Hell no. Okay. I'm just, because I've already seen it.
Explain why.
Because it's like the same thing with Lindsay Lohan when GTA 5 came out. You remember that the chick that's on the cover? She's blonde. She's throw up the peace sign in a bikini. She was all over the GTA 5 promotion.
Yeah.
So Lindsay Lohan came out and basically said that, oh, they took my likeness. I threw up the peace sign one time when I was in the bikini, and that shit never went anywhere. It got thrown out. I think this is going to be the same way. It's satire. It's protected by satire and transformative content. That shit gonna get thrown out just like every other. And I think I see another chick. A chick that came out and said that she was gonna. Now she's not going to sue. That she just, you know, she's want a check for like $200,000. I'm like, what the fuck? Because basically, because hold on, I'm trying to point her out. I'm gonna share my screen again.
You gotta click on one of those like 30 other fucking buttons you got going on up there.
Bitch, I know where it's at. Shut up. So basically, it was right in this scene right here. This chick. This is where they said it.
I can't see shit.
You can't see shit.
Nope.
You can't see my screen?
Nope. That's why you shouldn't have ended the call.
Bitch. Okay, what about now? Can you see it?
No.
No, see, I can see it on Discord. That's weird.
I can't. It just shows your actual. Oh, never mind. I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this NPC right here, this chick is basically saying, "Oh, that's me. Cause I walk down Miami a lot, and I be wearing the same outfit, and you know, Rockstar, I'm not asking for much. I'm worth 200,000, and I'm like, bitch, you and every other hoe out there in Miami wearing the same outfit does not give you the right to want money from Rockstar, cause they put it in the game. That's not how this shit works. Cause if that's the case, they owe this alligator a lot of fucking money, cause apparently, you know, I hear alligators is just apparent out here. There's not just one. But there's apparently two alligators in this bitch. So apparently, these two alligators end up somewhere in real life, needs to get compensated.
I mean, if that's the case, the dude right there that's begging money.
The panhandler?
Yup. You gotta pay that man money too.
Go ahead and pay that man that money.
I mean, that's me. I could easily say, hey, that's me right there.
Mm-hmm.
I sit on the streets and I ask for money.
I be wearing them shorts.
Yeah, that's me, man. I got tattoos on my own.
This shit is
no,
ridiculous.
But I mean, I think it's ridiculous, man. I mean, first of all, I want to know what's wrong with that dude's lip. First of all, I don't know what happened, but I mean, his likeness isn't 100% in the game because his lip ain't like that in the game.
Right.
Let's just be honest. But no, I agree. I agree, man. I mean, any way to get money.
They had to latch on to the coattails of something great.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, moving on past the GTA GTA 6 trailer, which was amazing, by the way. One more time, throw it out there. Amazing. Let's head on to something else that was kind of amazing, right?
Okay.
The Game Awards this year. Huh? What do you think so far?
Me and Bandit watched it last night, dude. Honestly, I was outside of the awards, of course, but everything else, man, was just... I wasn't feeling it.
What?
I wasn't. Look, let me... Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. In terms of like new reveals, I just wasn't feeling it. Right? Dragon Ball Z, look. I grew up with the Budokai.
With the Budokai?
What?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Fucking idiot. With the Budokai franchise, right? Mm. 1, 2, and 3. Amazing. But Dragon Ball now, it's like, it's too much. It's the same story. Every game that Dragon Ball drops, for Konami dropping it, it's the same story. You go through the same chapters of Goku getting killed by Piccolo because he's, you know, killing Radic or Radish or whatever the fuck his name is, right? And it's like, it's too much, right? It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
The game that did look interesting, right? Even though it was just like a little snippet, but I'm hoping we've learned our mistakes from the UPS simulator. Kojima's game with Peel looked kind of like interesting a little bit, even though it wasn't a lot, but it kind of like made me intrigued.
It tickled your fancy.
Yeah. The Matthew McConaughey game, that one did look interesting too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that one did look good, but it's just, I don't know, man. The reveals were just iffy to me, man.
I mean, look, I'm gonna say this. I don't give a fuck about the awards. I was never here for the awards, right? Even though I'm surprised that Spider-Man didn't get not a damn thing. That is crazy. But you know, I'm really here for what the hell they got to announce, what they have to present. And I can't lie, from what I've seen so far, you know, I've seen the whole thing, but what I've seen, what they have announced from different games, this was like the best one. This was the best one, and I can't lie. Like, after seeing some more of this gameplay from Hellblade 2. And it's a franchise that I tried to get into.
Hellblade looks cool.
Yeah, and I tried to get into like the first one, but I feel like it has that PlayStation formula to it, where it's more like walking. It looks really, 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 really good, but I feel like I'm not going to complete it. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Well, I mean, I tried to, because you know, Duke was the one that really got me to like really want to try it because he praised the hell out of the first Hellblade.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, obviously, going back to when I first tried it, my PC sounded like a PS4. Okay. It was just bad. So in my head, I was like, I don't think I could ever touch this game because I don't want to blow up. But I can see where you're coming from. It does look like it's a lot more walking than it is action-packed, which I kind of would expect given the first trailer that we got for Hellblade 2.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I'm in the same boat. I mean, I touched it once. I haven't picked it up since. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you with the best trailers. Like, number one thing, man, and I'm going to say it now.
Oh, okay.
It pissed me off. There was no Elden Ring DLC trailer.
You was waiting for that?
Bro, it's been a year, Tez.
I would never expect a DLC coming from that company, honestly. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like, it just never, it never gave me, like, the energy of, like, oh, this needs a DLC. I don't know. I just never really got that.
They announced DLC last year at the Game Awards.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. They literally announced DLC coming to Elden Ring at the Game Awards last year.
Hmm.
It's like a it was a, was it a picture or a video? It was like, it was, let me see if I can find it right.
Because I'm going to be honest, I wasn't expecting the God of War DLC, even though I said it could get, but I don't know if, like, it's not sound that, but Santa Monica Studios could actually
called,
do it.
Yeah, it's called Shadow of the Erdtree. And they had announced it, I think maybe a couple of days before the Game Awards, or if I remember correctly, it was at the Game Awards, right? I think it was a little bit after they had won Game of the Year. But anyways, so yeah, they announced that they're working on DLC for Elden Ring. I mean, Duke knows about it, right? And then of course, like, all the fans, including myself, we were expecting them because it's been a year already since they kind of said, hey, yeah, we are working on it. But this was last year. We're at a year forward now with this year's Game Awards yesterday, and there was no trailer, right? We got DLC for fucking God of War coming out, which is free, which is cool, right? They didn't have to do that for us, but they did, which is cool.
Right.
I just wasn't feeling it, Tez. I just wasn't feeling it. And I'll be honest with you. I don't know, like, just some of these games, like Warframe, I could never get into.
Well, I mean, okay, so, like, okay, look. Obviously, you know, Hellblade is, you know, I'm interested in it, but definitely I'm gonna take hell of a chance on Game Pass, because I want to buy it and then have buyer's regret. So I'm gonna go on Game Pass and use the fuck out of that. If I like it, I'll buy it. But there's a lot of games in here that looks really. What was that?
For that stupid joke.
Come on, man. Come on.
I hung up.
Come on.
I'm surprised you didn't even notice. I'm surprised you didn't. I come in and you're still talking. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess he didn't notice.
Bro, let me cook. So, like, I mean, look, Sega did their thing. They came through.
That was cool.
They, I don't know if it's like a whole, it's not a whole nother one. I think it's like a remastered or something like that of those old games of Jet Set Radio and Golden Axe and shit like that. But it's just, they, you know, they got some games come out. It looks really interesting from that end. There's just one game that was like hella vibrant. It was like really vibrant. It gave off like the Ori and the Wisp kind of vibe to it, but has Bloodborne kind of gameplay. There was also that Ronin game, that PlayStation Ronin game, that also looked interesting. You know what I'm saying? There were some good ones in here now.
Okay. I will praise this one.
Is it the one I'm finna talk about? Go ahead.
We got the release date for Wukong.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too.
That right there was, like, my highlight.
Man.
Then the trailer looked crisp.
Yeah,
that it game was in looks English. Clean as shit.
It was in English.
Yup.
Let's go.
That's so we got release date, August 20th, right? So, that one was good.
Yeah, and then the last one that I've really, the game I was talking about that had the art style of Ori and the Wisp was, what was it called? No Rest for the Wicked. That game looked good.
No Rest for
Yeah, look it up on YouTube. That shit looks good. I really want to play that game next year. And the last one for me personally would have to be that Blade game. I'm interested as fuck what the fuck they're going to do with that game.
Blade. That one did look interesting. I'm not going to
lie. Like, I've been asking for like another Marvel kind of game. Obviously, EA is doing the Black Panther game. I'm still a little shaky, but
I don't trust EA.
Yeah, you know, but it's like they could, because you know they got Respawn over there. They got Respawn. You know, they did good with Star Wars now. So I don't know who's gonna work on it though. But yeah, this one, Arcane, it's the good Arcane, not the one who did Redfall. You know, it looks really good. I'm really interested in it. I watched trailer over and over again just to really maybe get the vibe that what it could be. And yeah, I like the new Blade too. I like the new Blade. They didn't just go out and get like a literal like Wesley Snipes Blade mocap in there. So
yeah.
I like it.
That was good.
It was all right. What do you think about Baldur's Gate 3 winning Game of the Year?
I mean, we all kind of saw it coming. I saw it coming.
Right.
I mean, I just went on a limb with the choices I made. You know, I kind of want to just keep it a little bit, you know, controversial. Like, what you think? You know, like, and that's what everybody did. I'm not gonna lie, Tez.
Right.
When me and Bandit were doing our picks, everything that I was choosing. What? Man, bitch, shut the fuck up. I know who's gonna win. I'm just being stupid.
You know what? I'm going to say some controversial anyway. Just so we can get some more views. Baldur's Gate 3 sucks ass, and that shit trash, bitch. Nah, let me stop. Man, people gonna take that shit serious.
You know who gave me shit was Mac. Mac never, ever talk shit, and that man usually comes into my stream. Hey bud, how you doing? I'm here at work. Oh, I'm here chilling. I just chugged a big bottle of whiskey, you know, whatever the fuck he's doing, right? But when Mac saw my picks, Mac was going in. All right, he was going in. He was calling every of my decisions stupid. And I was like, what the fuck? Who the fuck am I talking to right now? Because this ain't the Mac I know, right? But I was just, I mean, I knew who was going to win, man. I knew fucking Resident Evil 4 wasn't going to win fucking Game of the Year. I knew that shit. But I wanted to just think outside the box. I didn't want to keep it like stale, like, oh yeah, Baldur's Gate. Oh yeah, Baldur's Gate. Oh yeah, this game. Oh yeah. Like, I wanted to kind of keep it spicy a little bit.
I realized Baldur's Gate 3 and Alan Wake 2 just swept this year. God, they did. Damn.
As much as I wish maybe Spider-Man would have taken home some awards, maybe not crucial ones like Game of the Year or stuff like that, I still feel like, you know, I think it deserved some awards, right? But at the end of the day, I figured who was going to fucking really take home the fucking prize. I knew that shit from the get-go.
Right.
I knew that. I wasn't expecting Street Fighter to win, right? But, I mean, they did.
Bro, you know where I was at when this whole shit was going down? I was at work. And then I was on break, and I went on Twitter for a little bit, because I was like, I know I'm missing it. But I gotta go on Twitter. I gotta see what they're talking about, at least a little bit. And I first saw it. I saw Blade. Marvel Blade. Arcane Sleep. I was like, oh my God, bro. And I wanted to watch the trailer. And then I saw it when I got home that night. I went and saw the live footage of it. And... Yep. It is funny, because like when I saw the trailer for it, I was like, oh shit, this look good. Yo, I didn't even think about it. Because like I said in my tweet, I was expecting, because Phil Spencer came out and addressed, well, not addressed, but he kind of, you know, get a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the Banjo-Kazooie fans. Like, hey, we hear you. We hear you guys. We hear you. Yeah. You know, so I was expecting a little bit maybe of an announcement from that. But, you know, and even a Mandalorian game, I still got hope that that's coming out. I still got hope, because there was rumors there. Yeah, yeah. So I was expecting that, but then I saw Blade, and I was like, you know what? I wasn't expecting it, but I'll take it. I wasn't, because be for real, I forgot all about Blade. Because a lot of people forgot about Blade, really. They forget he's a Marvel character, but, you know.
And this, even the art style that they kind of showed in the trailer was pretty sick, too.
Yeah, it's more of a...
It kind of reminded me of, like, Telltale's, like, type games.
A little bit. And it's like that mixed with obviously Deathloop and a little bit of Redfall, a little bit. But it looks more cleaner than in the previous games. Obviously CGI, but you know.
What do we know what kind of style of game is going to be?
People were worried that this might not be rated M, but in this trailer, this is just me going out on a limb. This is me speculating again. In the beginning of the trailer, you know, he obviously said, "Hey man, turn that shit up." There's this cursing in here, so it could be rated M, maybe rated T. You know, it's like it could have some gore to it. I'm hoping so. I'm really hoping so.
But I'm saying the style of the game. Like, are we talking decision making? Are we talking Telltale type stuff? Are we talking
third
person type gameplay, like Deadpool type shit? Are we talking?
It's a third person action adventure.
Okay then. So like in the sense of like Deadpool.
Something like that. I don't know what all they're gonna have in this game. You know. I don't know how they're gonna do it. Because you know they're so well known for their first person type games, with Dishonored and you know Deathloop and stuff like that. I'm curious. That's why I said I even said to my coworker when I told him this. He said, "Oh, it's pre-order day one." And I'm like, I gotta see some more. I gotta see some more. I want to see what they're working with on here before I pre-order this shit, because it could be bad, but I don't think it will. But it could just be some mid that everybody just kind of forgets, you know. Yeah. So I'm hoping that it's really good and hit it at the park. And I find it kind of funny a little bit towards the end of the trailer when it goes back to them, the guy with the glasses, like he gave like this weird like fourth wall breaking like this look, like, yeah, that's why we did it, we doing this shit. Shit caught me off guard at first.
Now let me ask you this, Tez.
Yeah.
With Blade potentially being an Xbox exclusive,
mm-hmm.
Do you think that's going to spark up the Xbox PlayStation exclusive in terms of Marvel games? Like a type of argument? Because right now, scrolling through Twitter, mm-hmm. right? It's already happening, right? Somebody posted a picture saying, you know, Xbox people now finally getting an exclusive Marvel game, right? And of course, the comments are like, you know, they show a picture of, not a picture, but the GIF of Wolverine, which I'm excited of. Mm. What do you think?
So when it comes to exclusivity, this is a good pickup for Xbox. Again, I was expecting a little bit of, you know, Mandalorian, but again, this is great. It's been so long since we had a Blade game. It's like the PS2 era.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm glad this is happening. Obviously Sony, PlayStation got two under their belt right now. And then, you know, everybody else is getting their own Marvel type game, you know. Who got the Marvel game that's being worked on? Is it EA too? Is it EA as well?
A Marvel game?
Yeah, Iron Man Marvel game.
Honestly, I didn't even see that shit.
Yeah, some team is working on it. I forgot if it's EA or if it's some other big company. They're working on it right now, and of course EA is working on Black Panther. So you know, there's a lot of companies getting their EA licenses on, you know. So it's cool, you know. It's cool that they, you know, they got one over there. I think that it's just more variety. That's nice, you know. It's not just the same Halo and Forza and Gears. So it's just variety. And Phil Spencer said that that's what he's going to continue to do, and that's one thing I'm happily applaud that man for. He's definitely bringing variety. I ain't gonna lie, bro. This is probably the best video game awards that I've seen. All the rest of them was like, they were just boring. You know, the announcement wasn't that good. Some of them weren't in the past. They were okay. But this one, I feel like, just had more of games I was more interested in. More of a...
The only person I will ever call a GOAT was Flute Guy. That guy with the flute was the highlight of the night.
I mean, wasn't he?
I was like looking forward to him, bro.
I was about to say, wasn't he like the same like hype that he had like last year? People was hyping him.
You know what? No. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I think they told him to kind of sit down the majority of the shit, because like last year he was standing up. He was really getting into it. Like, and his hair was a little longer, so it was like poofing everywhere. And then yesterday night, it looked like he was just sitting down, kind of vibing. He got up one time to play that big ass fucking instrument. I don't even know what that shit was called, but that shit was massive. writing. He was kind of getting into it, and then he sat back down. I was like, bitch, did they limit my boy? Like, did they really just tell him to sit down?
I'm trying to stop his shine.
Yeah, dude, come on, man. Now, I have a question for you. Because obviously Jeff Keighley did bring it up, which me and Bandit did kind of talk about it a little bit yesterday. I felt like the music to take the people off of the stage was a little bit too fucking quick, man. Like, I felt like, and don't get me wrong, right? Some people know how to keep it classy and simple. Like, hey, you know, thank you to my fans. This is for you guys. Thank you to our art director. Thank you to our music producer. Thank you to, you know, everybody that's put so much love and attention into this game. You know, without them, we wouldn't be able to be standing here today. You know, obviously, some people know how to kind of keep it underneath the time frame. But I felt like the music was kicking in a little bit quicker than usual. And Jeff did mention it on Twitter after the award show. He did have to tell, you know, the team, like, hey, let's kind of cut back on how quick we're trying to get these people off the stage, because this is a high moment for them. You know what I mean? Like, they're not in the same position as actors who get Academy Awards, who get, you know, best actor, best actress, or you know, a supporting role in a movie and stuff like that. Like, these are developers who spend years and years and years and years and hard time and sweat and stress on the games that they're trying to create that might impact the video game community, right? Put themselves in a position to win an award. I feel like it was a little bit too fast. Some of these people were thanking as much as they possibly could, and then the fucking music would just click in. And I was like, damn, bro, he just started talking like for 5 minutes and they're already kicking him off the fucking stage.
with me, okay, I like to see it from, you know, both sides' perspective. Obviously, these people, these developers, they're celebrating their hard work, obviously, like you said. And then you also got Jeff Keighley, who, you know, he's been doing this for years. I don't think a lot of people realize this, but he's been doing this for years. This isn't just a thing that happened these past 5 years. Like, it's been going on for a bit. So, you know, with each year, a lot more companies starting to trust them with their secret information, their announcements. You know, they have obviously dedicated times that they would like to have people on their stage and like to come on stage to announce stuff and to get on with what they're talking about and move on to the next one. So I see it from both perspectives, but I think I'm leaning more towards the developer sides. Like, they didn't get a lot of time. You know, obviously Jeff is obviously not trying to have a whole thing like last year with what was the name who played God of War? Judge. Yeah, Judge.
Oh, his speech last night was a little bit controversial too, man. He was saying something.
Yeah.
He was talking that shit.
I had to skip over a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, okay, that's go ahead and get this going, get it on, bro. So, but yeah, it's. I feel like the developers really just didn't get a lot of time to, you know, come up with a speech or just a thing enough people. It got so bad apparently that the team who did Baldur's Gate 3, when they won the Game of the Year award, they were supposed to go on there and just straight up announce, hey, the Xbox versions of Baldur's Gate 3 is now available. Go out there and pick it up. Da, da, da. You know, that was supposed to happen. They were supposed to do that. But since, you know, obviously there was a time on there, there's time restrictive, so they had to hurry up and give their speech and, you know, get off stage. But they obviously forgot to tell people Baldur's Gate 3 is on Xbox. So that, I can see most definitely that could be a problem from the developer's point of view of just like, hey, we need some more time. You know, I get it. You try to get your whole show across, but, you know, we need a little more time to think and to thank the people. So, yeah, I will have to say that they didn't give them enough time. Yeah, it wasn't enough.
Hey. Yeah, I mean, it honestly made me feel bad, man, because, you know, these guys are, like, up there, like, trying their best to thank as many people as they can, and obviously you don't want to forget people because, you know, you kind of just want to, like, get it all out there. But then when you have the fucking music playing in the background and you're trying to, like, talk. Man.
I swear to God, I thought I was going to see that cane and try to hook the motherfuckers when you don't ass off stage.
Like, it was bad, dude. See, look. From Games Radar, Jeff Keighley agrees that the Game Award winners were played off too quickly, but says no one was actually cut off. I mean, some people were.
Yeah.
Some people were. He lying, just like he always lies.
I remember one part. it's kind of embarrassing for that woman. I forgot who or what team it was. But it was going up there and accepting the award. It was a guy and a woman. They went up there to accept the award, and the guy was like, "Oh, you know, I'm gonna thank everybody, duh, 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 and stuff like that." And then it's kind of funny, but it's not funny. It's not funny, but like you could tell she leaned towards the mic, was about to say something, and the music already kicked in, and so they was like, "Oh, okay, I guess I gotta go." And I was like, "Oh, that's embarrassing."
Honestly, dude, though, but I feel like I'm in the same boat because like. For example, when Baldur's Gate won Game of the Year, three people went up there, but only one person spoke.
Yep.
And I felt like those two people wanted to probably thank, you know, people, but they weren't given that opportunity, given that the fact that the main guy was talking his ass off, going up there dressed like he was in Elden Ring, right? But no, I mean, I agree, man. Like, I don't know. I feel like some of these people, they were written off a little bit too much, too fast. Jeff kind of like lying, saying that nobody was actually cut off. I mean, some people were, and they were just getting louder than the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just felt like it was a little bit disrespectful. A little bit disrespectful. I told Vanda, I was like, bitch, if I went up there and I was getting an award and they tried to cut me off, bitch, I'm screaming.
Bitch, I'm telling you
both. I'm screaming. I know you ain't trying to cut me the fuck off. I got a lot of shit to say and a lot of people to thank, so you're gonna fucking wait. I'll do it, Ted. I don't give a fuck how much time Jeff is like on a fucking schedule, man. Fuck you, Jeff. I'm up here, bro.
You mess around with a sore throat, bro. Trying to stream out the music. So, another thing I want to talk about this Game Awards show is that they apparently announced, well... what's his name? Sean Murray, whatever his name is for No Man's Sky. He got another game coming out apparently.
I forgot the name of it.
I'm looking at it right now, and this shit actually look kind of fire, bro. And it's in game too, so it's no smoke and mirrors or nothing like that. And I can't lie, I think I might be interested in this. Again, they got a lot of games that I'm just interested in. It's just, it looks good.
It actually did. It really did, actually.
Holy, bro.
It looked actually really incredible. At first, I thought it was an expansion to No Man's Sky.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it was actually a new game, I was like, yo, this shit actually does look interesting. It had dragons and shit. I was like, yo, what the fuck am I looking at?
I think as a game industry, I think we're starting to get out of that slump. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it just felt like these last five years, you know, from that's happening back then to now, it seemed like we kind of been in a slump a little bit, have we not? And it seemed like PlayStation maybe is getting more well-known, recognized games, you know, because I don't think I could really, besides Elden Ring, but I don't think anything else that's even been like as big as like PlayStation games or even as Elden Ring. It seemed like we've always been kind of in a slump a little bit, have we not?
A little bit. A little bit, honestly, a little bit. I mean, I know. Outside of exclusive games, I would say yeah. I mean, I know we had, you know, obviously Avatar dropped just recently, but no, I mean, I feel that it has been kind of like a slumpy couple of years.
And it seems like, well, a lot of these games, these new coming games, is being announced and developed on. It seems like we might start seeing a bit more. Obviously, you know, we got other developers and companies, publishers out here working on more games that's not been announced, but they're rumored to be on the way. It just seems like we're just getting out of that slump. We're starting to see more games sort of pick up, where more of that quality, more of that, you know, just more of a fun sort of pace than just, you know, oh, we're just going to re-release or are we going to release this game just to make money or whatever. But I think maybe the... I think, what was that game that came out recently? Was it The Day Before Tomorrow or something like that?
The Day Before Tomorrow?
The Day Before.
That just dropped too?
Yeah, it dropped like the night before the Game Awards show.
Oh, no way.
And It, just like how a lot of people were expecting it to be, it was a scam. That shit was a scam, bro. it's nowhere near to what they depicted to be years ago. That shit is ass. It got 1 star on fucking Steam.
What is it? Like, what did they do to it?
So, I mean, you know the game, right?
Yeah, it kind of gave me the Division type feel, just with zombies.
It's a little bit like Division. It's an open world MMO. So, you know, it's set in, like, I guess New York or some shit. And, yeah, zombies or whatever. And it's just, like, the quality isn't there. You could tell this is, like, made in, like, fucking, like, Unity. Like, made in one of those, like, you know, developing kits that anybody can just download and make of their own. Like, the promotion that they spent before just trying to, you know, ingrain in people's minds. This is going to be something that's never been seen before. This is something great. And it just turned out to be okay, or just the same as any other Steam game that's an open MMO, open world MMO. It's nothing that great. And people saying it's awful. And even the YouTuber himself, Rad Brad, has said, yeah, I'm getting a refund, bro. I'm getting a refund.
Wow, the fucking reviews are insane.
Yeah, this shit is ass. I think it's like... It's
overwhelmingly negative.
Yeah, it is bad.
This guy put down a whole list of problems. They put all the problems that the game has. Goes less than 30 frames per second. There are literally 3 zombies all over the map. There are almost no enemies. There's almost no loot. Weapons are easily obtained. I have met about 10 players in almost 2 hours of playing. No melee weapons. It has no progression of absolutely anything. You cannot jump over even a simple wall or small fence. And you know what? I am disappointed because this was actually a game. Well, I mean, I didn't really keep tabs into it because of the fact that it gave me the Division vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a game that I wanted to try out with Bandit. But now that I'm knowing that it fucking bombed, damn, that's fucking disappointing.
I'm gonna
save my $39 too. Nah,
I'm telling you, I knew this shit because it just didn't seem right. Even when, you know, everybody was like, "Oh man, this game looks pretty good, man." Oh yeah, man, this game looks kind of cool. I was still looking at it like, no.
So then they hit us with the Ubisoft.
They worse than Ubisoft. At least with Ubisoft, you can sit here and be like, "Oh yeah, it's still kind of like the game, whatever." But this shit is, this shit looks like something that some kid made in like college, like in his free time or some shit like that, bro. It's bad. I think we're gonna start to see less and less of this as you start to see more developers start to. Really start to become of their own and start using more of these tools seriously. You know, we start seeing less of this shit right here. Because I think the last one that was sort of like this was that fake game Abandoned that was going to be on PlayStation, apparently. Yeah.
I don't think I heard of that one.
It's supposed to be like it was like a Silent Hill type of game or whatever, like a really horror game or some shit like that. And they said it was going to make it only on PlayStation. That shit never even came to light at all. Like, that shit was, no, it's just a scam. It was, holy.
Dude, this dude wrote a whole fucking page essay of a review on this.
Good lord.
Damn, game was in development for 5 years. Not open world, small city with barely any buildings to explore. Not MMO. Total players I saw combined at safe zone and outside maybe close to 10 to 15. Jump button is useless. Zombies maybe 1 to 3 every 3 streets. Combat has poor handling and damage makes no sense. Building is in a completely different area within the game that doesn't tie to actual gameplay. Can't stop the eating, drinking, healing animations. Drinking animation is also delayed by about 5 seconds. Damn, and then he went into the whole description of the game.
I think this this review just says everything that we need to know about this game. This guy put, "The day I got scammed."
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah, it's just God damn, bro. I can't.
And I'm not gonna lie, it did look good when it first was like announced. It looked interesting to me.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I could see me playing this shit, but damn.
One motherfucker just said no, and he got that shit refunded.
In development for 5 years, and now what we got?
Well, that's all my topics. You got anything else?
Honestly, Tez, I don't have anything to rant on because I don't want to become a meme. Fucking editing because of you, bitch.
Ain't lie, that shit was clean. Though. Everything was clean.
I'm not gonna lie, it was. I'm not gonna lie, you caught me off guard with that shit. And then fucking Gary has the fucking audacity to fucking laugh at me and shit with his punching bag body having ass.
Wait, he laughed at you?
Yeah, he said that the fucking tweet that he sent when I responded to you.
Oh yeah, okay, I remember. Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Well, all right, man. Hey, we made it in about 1 hour and 4 minutes. That's not bad for a podcast episode. Hey, we're here. Also, make sure to interact with the podcast down below when it comes to the polls and the Q&A. We're going to have those down there on the mobile app on Spotify, Spotify only. Yeah. Anything else you want to say before we head out?
Hello, man. You know, so far we're going strong, right? We're doing pretty good. So far we've seen a little bit. Kind of, you know, we've been on a good
run, right?
Good run. Like, we haven't had to, like,
struggle
or be like, hey, you know, we can't because of this. Like, we've actually been pretty good, man. We've been pretty good, actually.
Yeah. I start to take, like, more notes of how to run a podcast a little better. Just let shit flow normally. And then just, like,
yeah,
add it to... Go ahead.
Hey, you kind of got to go with it.
Yeah, because I've always trying to be more technical, be like, oh, we gotta stick on scripts, stick on the topics. But, you know, fuck that shit. Have fun. Have a conversation. Have a dialogue.
Yeah, man. You got to have fun. You got to, you know, laugh. You got to stay stupid shit. You got to kind of just go with the flow. Like, if you're having a conversation with somebody and you're not even, you don't even notice that you're recording something.
That's true. Well, with that being said, this is the 1v1 Podcast. We'll see y'all next time.